Sorensen. Elder Metas is like new companion. He's a stud guy. I love that guy. So I was like talking with him for a while. And that was like basically it Friday. And then Saturday, we had like there was like a baptismal service for like Elder Austin and Elder Chari, who are like the assistants, because they needed to have an interview done. And so my companion, since they're like in our district, my companion was the one who did the interview for them. So we just like went there. It's pretty good. And after that, we went to the market to like finish up our shopping for the apartment. And then it like rained a bunch. It's like we like hurried back to the apartment and stuff. And then we went to the sector to like get like that parental authorization form. And like we were thinking like we were gonna get it, like, cause they were like saying like, oh yeah, like our dad's like totally cool with it and stuff. And like now like their dad's just like super against it. So it's like he just keeps going like back and forth. And, like, we were talking with her mom, and, like, she was saying, like, it's just because he's, like, super strong Catholic, and, like, he's just, like, against him, like, changing, and I don't know, like, she was gonna come to church on Sunday, but, like, he didn't even let her come. Like, he only just, like, lets, like, the kids go to church. It's really weird. So we're gonna try to, like, talk with him and see, like, what's up with him. So that was Saturday. That was, like, basically what we did Saturday. And then, And then Sunday, yesterday, it was pretty good. Just had church as normal. I, like, taught in the young women's. Because, like, this one sister, like, wanted me to, like, come and teach over there. So we just, like, went and taught. So I, like, taught their class for, like, the last hour. So it was pretty cool. Like, teaching in French. It was, like, my first time, like, teaching, like, something other than, like, the Army to the Geese. So it's pretty cool. Let's see. What else we do? And then after that, we had, like, some weird meeting something, like, with, it was just, like, all of, like, the adults of the ward. I don't even know what it was. It's kind of weird. So we were just, like, chilling there, and then they gave us some food after, so it was pretty nice. And then we just, like, went back to the apartment. And then I was, like, talking with, like, Elder Smith and Elder Bullock, these other Americans, like, in our mission. Elder Smith's my MT. He's, like, my good buddy. And then Elder Bullock's just, like, a guy that, like, came right before us. So we're, like, talking with them. I guess they, like, made eggnog. I'm like, what? So, like, they, like, told me how to make it. So I'm gonna try making it sometime. But I was like, what the heck? You guys made eggnog. Like, what the heck? But yeah, so that's super cool. And yeah, that was like basically it Sunday. And then today, I just got up, washed my clothes, ate some food, and now I think we're gonna like go to the cyber soon. Maybe like go buy, because we still have to buy like a sack of rice. So I could probably go buy a sack of rice and then probably head to the cyber. So we'll see what goes on. But yeah, like you guys said last week, you wanted me to like share scripture with you guys. And so yeah, as I was reading this week, I just like kind of fell across like this scripture, because like it was Doctrine and Covenants, chapter 27 verse 15 to 18, and it's like talking about like the armor of God. Like I was like, I don't even remember how I fell across this, like, because like I found this like in, because it's the same thing in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 17. So, like, it was, like, pretty... Oh, maybe it's because I was, like, searching... I was, like, searching some other stuff, and then, like, somehow I just fell across these verses. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's, like, the same thing in Ephesians. And so, anyways, so it reads, C'est pourquoi élevez votre cœur, réjouissez-vous, saignez-vous les reins, et prenez toutes mes armes fines de... pouvoir rester dans la mauvaise joue et tenir ferme après avoir tout surmonté. Tenez donc ferme, ayez à vos reins la vérité pour sentir, revêtez la cuirasse et de la cuirasse de la justice, mettez pour chaussure à vos pieds la préparation de l'évangile de paix que j'ai envoyé mes anges vous remettre.
Prenez la poussière de la foi avec laquelle vous pourrez atteindre tous les traits enflammés des méchants. Et prenez le casque du salut, l'épée de mon esprit que j'ai déversé sur vous et ma parole que je vous révélée. Soyez d'accord concernant toutes les choses que vous me demandez. Et soyez fidèles jusqu'à ce que je vienne. Et vous serez enlevés afin que là où je suis, vous y soyez aussi. Amen.
So basically, it's just like talking about like the armor of God, like put on like the whole armor of God, like the belt of truth, the like breastplate of justice, the like boots of the like gospel of peace, and like you just like put on the like the shield, like take the shield of faith, and like the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the spirit, which is like the word of God. Like if you just have like the whole armor of God, and you put it on every day, you can always be protected from like all of Satan's fiery darts and everything, kind of like Helaman 5:12 and stuff. And so, yeah, it's a little scripture I got for you guys. Love you guys tons. Hope you guys had an awesome week. And can't wait to talk to you. Love you guys.